What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 20 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Pray for Harvest Workers. Someone once said, the key to success in missions is Christ-like compassion for people, commitment to praying for more harvest workers, and awareness that you are part of the answer. Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The Savior of the world was also a servant to the world. Scripture says that Jesus went through all the towns and villages. Notice that small but very significant word, all. Early historians estimated that there were over 200 cities and villages in the region of Galilee during the time of Christ. Scripture teaches that Jesus went to every town and village in an area approximately 40 miles wide and 70 miles long. And in verse 35, we read that he also healed every disease and sickness. Jesus had a threefold ministry described by Bruce Barton as follows. Jesus' ministry is described as teaching, preaching, and healing. These were the three main aspects. Teaching shows Jesus' concern for understanding. Preaching shows his concern for commitment. And healing shows his concern for wholeness. His miracles of healing authenticated his teaching and preaching, proving that he truly was from God. The good news of the kingdom was that the promised and long-awaited Messiah had finally come. His healing miracles were a sign that his teaching was true. As Jesus traveled, he was burdened with compassion for lost souls. Barton observes, wherever Jesus went, crowds gathered. But when Jesus saw these crowds, he was moved with compassion for them. The word compassion describes the deep inner mercy of God, often described in the Old Testament. Jesus saw the harassed and helpless people as sheep without a shepherd. The word for harassed can also mean troubled, bewildered, or despondent. The word for helpless is also prostrate or thrown to the ground. The two words are near synonyms that stress man's helplessness without God. Jesus came to be the shepherd, the one who could show people how to avoid life's pitfalls. You can read John 10:14 and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. Jesus considered the Pharisees to have failed in leading the people to God, who were therefore left without a shepherd. After Jesus set the example of compassion for the lost, he extended an incredible challenge in verses 37 and 38. Michael Wilkins explains Jesus' call. The metaphor changes from sheep that are harassed and helpless to a bountiful harvest in need of harvesters. Although the metaphor changes, the meaning remains the same. The harvest is the crowds within Israel who have such tremendous needs, as the following mission discourse makes clear. You can see chapter 10, verses 5 through 23 for more information. The theme of harvest was common in Judaism. A rabbi from around AD 130 said, "The day is short, and the task is great, and the laborers are idle, and the wage is abundant, and the master of the house is urgent." Even as Jesus' mission is to bring the gospel of the kingdom to the needy, he wants his disciples to join him, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The disciples are to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. The Lord of the harvest is God, who will respond to their prayer for harvest workers. But dramatically, it is Jesus who steps forward in answer to their prayers to commission the 12 to go out and minister. The harvest mission includes the immediate assignment of the 12 to take the gospel message only to Israel. That's from chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. But also the long-range mission of the disciples throughout the world until the Son of Man returns. And that's chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. Jesus is calling us to pray for more workers. As you pray, don't be surprised if you hear him calling you to go. Some questions to consider. How does verse 35 define Jesus' comprehensive approach to ministry? How much of your prayer time is devoted to praying for more workers? As you continue to pray daily, how will you consistently obey Jesus' statement in verses 37 and 38? And finally, how can praying for workers remind you of your calling as a Christian? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.